AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. The Supreme Court rejected President Biden's student loan forgiveness program. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
A sharply divided court says the Biden administration overstepped its authority in trying to either cancel or reduce student loans for millions of Americans, effectively killing the $400 billion plan. The conservative majority had signaled during oral arguments this year the plan would not survive, with Chief Justice John Roberts saying then the public would have expected Congress to act on something so expensive.
And if they haven't acted on it, then maybe that's a good lesson to say for the president or the administrative bureaucracy, that maybe that's not something they should undertake on their own.
In a 6-3 ruling, the majority rejected the president's claim that a 20-year-old law dealing with student loans gave him the power to forgive loans. Sagar Magani, Washington.
It's a defeat for gay rights. The Supreme Court ruled a Christian graphic artist, Lori Smith, in Colorado, who wants to design wedding websites, can refuse to work with same-sex couples.
We are all more free today than we were yesterday. We can think, create, imagine, and speak consistent with the core of who we are.
Smith says an anti-discrimination law in Colorado violates her right to free speech. The Indiana Supreme Court is upholding the state's abortion ban. Joint Chiefs of Staff Chair General Mark Milley says the U.S. is considering providing cluster munitions to Ukraine.
The Ukrainians have asked for it. Other European countries have provided some of that. The Russians are using it. So yes, of course, there's decision-making process ongoing.
Milley also dismissed concerns Ukraine's counteroffensive against Russia is going too slowly. French President Emmanuel Macron is urging parents to keep teenagers at home and has blamed social media for fueling the rioting that has spread dramatically following the fatal police shooting in France of a 17-year-old. This is AP News. Across the 930-mile front lines, Ukrainian forces are trying to wear down the enemy, Russia.
The ambush had been postponed 3 times before Ukrainian commanders decided one recent night that conditions were finally right. Cloaked in darkness, a battalion of Kyiv's 129th Brigade pressed ahead, advancing steadily on unsuspecting Russian soldiers. By the time the Russians situated near the small village of Neshkune realized they were under attack, it was too late. Serhiy Zabilo, the 41-year-old deputy commander of the battalion that retook the village, says, "We had a few scenarios. In the end, I think we chose the best one, to come quietly, unexpectedly." I'm Charles Duledesma.
Two police officers in Florida accused of twice putting their 3.5-year-old son in a jail cell to punish him for potty training accidents remain on the job while an investigation continues. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.